Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
It is imperative that we get kids back in school to return to normalcy so that we can get back to teaching and learning and get the community back in their regular routine.
Recovery efforts from Hurricane Ian continue in Florida, where State Education Commissioner Manny Diaz said superintendents are consolidating resources to reopen schools. The death toll from the storm rose to at least 80 as floodwaters continued to rise in some areas. Hundreds of thousands of people remain without power. Residents in Orlando have been told to conserve water. Meanwhile, in Puerto Rico, power has been restored to more than 90% of the island following damage from Hurricane Fiona more than 2 weeks ago. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel there on Monday. They'll visit Florida on Wednesday. In more than a dozen U.S. cities, protests continued over the death of Mahsa Amini, the 22-year-old Iranian Kurdish woman who died while in police custody for not properly covering her hair. The Biden administration announced it wants to provide technical workarounds for people in Iran, since that government has largely shut down the internet. Pope Francis appealed to Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop the spiral of violence and death in Ukraine. The pontiff devoted his entire Sunday message to the matter.
Indeed, this terrible and inconceivable wound to humanity, instead of healing, continues to shed even more blood.
Meanwhile, Ukraine took back full control of the eastern city of Lyman, a strategic transportation hub, and nine NATO member states in Eastern and Central Europe are backing Ukraine's bid to join the security organization. A federal judge upheld Georgia's election laws despite a lawsuit filed by Fair Fight Action, the voting rights group founded by the state's Democratic gubernatorial nominee, Stacey Abrams. The group argued that Georgia's absentee ballot policies were racially discriminatory and violated Georgia voters' constitutional rights. The state requires that names and addresses on voters' IDs be an exact match with voter registration records.
I, Ketanji Brown Jackson, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Finally, the Supreme Court begins a new term Monday. Ketanji Brown Jackson will take her place as the first African-American woman justice. Cases before the court include a challenge to the use of affirmative action in college admissions and another which contends an Alabama electoral map diminished the power of black voters. The court begins with a case that could determine the EPA's ability to uphold clean water standards. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.